This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. Hour number two of the G-Bag Nation. Great to have you in. On a July 3rd, Thursday. Feels like a Friday, that's for sure. We got Friday vibes cooking up in here. We have Joey Jaws getting set to compete after his one-year hiatus from the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. And
all over plant-based hot dogs, huh?
Yeah, all over the plant-based hot dogs. That's right. But there was a void last year. The ratings and everyone agreed that we need Joey Jaws in this particular tournament.
Is there any competition for this?
I wouldn't think so. He's a minus 2,500 favorite. I mean, as heavy of a favorite as you could have.
Would you ever bet the other side of it thinking that he might
slip up?
Something might happen where he gets a hot dog, gets stuck or something like that, and he's...
Oh, yeah, kind of choking.
Kind of choking a little bit and has to stop.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're doing... You don't want to...
I mean, I'm not hoping for him to like... But would you just, with it, such heavy favorite... Would you consider betting somebody else just for the fact that something might happen along the way, that he gets a cramp in his ribs while eating or something?
Yes. Yeah. There's a majority of the bets are coming in.
Throwing money away.
Most bets are coming in on other people to win just because of the odds.
Yeah.
But also his line is 71.5 hot dogs. And the under is being bet pretty rapidly here. He's usually in the 63-ish range. So 71.5 being the line, a lot of people betting the under. But when asked by Pardon My Take if he would retire anytime soon, he says, retirement would be death. I'm doing this until the wheels fall off, baby.
Yeah.
That's the direct quote. So we will run through the laundry list.
Eats that 25th cupcake that ends it all. You know, some other... It's not going to be the
sodium.
Hot...
Sodium's going to get him out the game.
Yeah, it's something other than hot dog is going to get him. Right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's well versed. I mean, he's definitely not a one trick pony. Yeah, I have the resume of all of his eating records. They're really unbelievable. He says he describes the Nathan's contest. He kind of compares it to the Indy 500.
Yeah,
he says if you're an Indy car racer, you want to be in the Indy 500.
Right.
There might be other eating contests all throughout the year, and there might be other races throughout the year. But if you're an IndyCar driver, you should be at the 500. So he's like, that's why I felt I needed to be back for the 4th of July. If you're a competitive eater, you should be at the 4th of July hot dog contest.
That and a big paycheck.
Yeah, they threw some money at me.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Like ESPN and all these people got really smart and they said, listen, let's all put this aside. And it's just, you know, there's millions of dollars involved here. Let's give this guy a couple hundred thousand extra. And get the ratings back up and get Nathan's once again on the map and get all the tourism for Coney Island back. You know, there's millions and millions and millions of dollars on the line here, man.
I do want to get one of those Nathan's hot dog hats that you see a lot of the crowd is wearing. It's like the cheese head for the Packers, but they got a Nathan's
hot dog hat.
Hot
dog up there?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an actual hot dog. Dog in bun.
How do we get that? We order them?
I bet we probably could. I don't know. Maybe you have to be there. Maybe it's like the Masters exclusive. You got to be on site to get one.
I'll say this. I was thinking about this guy the other day. I don't even know if he's with us anymore. The guy, the announcer, is a guy named Paul Page.
For the contest?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. We're actually about to play him.
Oh, Paul Page. Is he still with us?
Yes.
Okay.
This guy's all time.
Okay, go ahead.
Like, Joey Jaws is obviously
the
headliner.
I'm not talking about Barker guy that wears the, like, the bow tie. I'm not talking about Hype Man.
Oh, okay. You're not talking about Hype Man. You're talking about play-by-play guy?
I'm talking about play-by-play guy. I'm talking about Paul Page.
Okay. I'll have to do some research on Paul Page.
I don't know if Paul used to be... Paul still, he might be with us.
Con Sexton.
let's see here. Yeah, 79 years old.
Is he, okay, I wonder if he's still calling these things. Because he was like the voice of Nathan. But let me tell you something about Paul Page. Paul Page is called some of the most thrilling Indianapolis 500 races you will ever, ever be. Him, Jim McKay, those guys. They're like the voice, of IndyCar.
And he does not Nathan's hot dog eating competitions
as
well?
That's what I'm saying, Lucius. That's what I'm saying. He went,
my God.
My man is on Memorial Day. On Memorial Day, he is taught the greatest spectacle in racing. My man, Paul Page, is making the call. And then all of a sudden, he shows up on the Nathan hot dog deal. And I kind of felt like, sorry for Paul Page. But he really embraces it.
See, you got to have that.
He embraces the whole, like, I'm like one of the greatest.
He's a legend, dude. Yeah. He is. 50 plus years.
Yeah.
Radio TV doing the Indy 500.
Right.
So kudos to Nathan's for bringing in a big dog.
Well, ESPN basically said, ESPN probably said, listen, Paul, you're doing one event a year. You're either going to have to do the Westminster Dog Show or you're going to have to do the Nathan Hot Dog Eating Contest. And he said, I'll do the Nathan hot dog eating contest.
Well, the hype man for this
hype man is real.
He's special, yeah. And he really, really meets the moment and the excitement.
He's the announcer for, like, hype man. He introduces all the contestants.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Okay. And they're all pretty good, but none better than when he intros Joey Jaws. This goes back
they
to
carry him in
2022. Yeah. Joey Jaws is erecting out of some, like, Nathan's hot dog extravagant like perch. And this is the intro. This is like 90 seconds of maybe the greatest intro of all time.
There will be a day that is the end. The collapse of time and all that stood within it. A day of nothing, of no one, of nowhere. But that day is not today.
Yes, right. The hype man, love him.
Today we burn bright. Today we blind the earth with our desire. And while it is still ours, we will bend history to witness this moment, to witness this man.
Amazing.
Music's great.
The humble consequence of carbon, the fleeting spray of life turned diamond by the sun, forever suspended in that instant, indifferent to the gods, for he does not envy their power, he will not plead their pardon, he will curse and spit and sneer and shout his name at the heavens. I am the shining arc of humanity. Yield to my dominion.
What?
And if we must compete for our place within existence, we submit as our champion, the champion of the world, of now and of always, of the air, of the fire, of the sea, of the land, of the free. Ladies and gentlemen, the Nathan's famous 4th of July champion of the world, Joey Chestnut!
I mean, if that's not hard, I don't know what is, dude.
You know, I kind of...
We are so unserious, bro.
I was kind
of
thinking...
Bro, he's not going off a teleprompter? That is like, that's off the dome. Off like, I'd imagine he's in his mirror for like 3 months leading up to this,
yeah.
Getting that thing dialed, crisp execution.
Yeah.
That's 10 out of 10.
I thought I wanted David Hellman to do my eulogy when I go. I want the hype man to be the guy.
That music is yeah. So good.
Oh, like, it's great.
Everything about it. They hit all the right notes.
Yeah. He scouted every kid here from Maine to Spain. You're just laying there in a casket.
Oh yeah, dude. We should actually come up with a nice little broadest
eulogy. I told Hillman, I go, when it happens, Dave, I want you to do it. I want you to stand up there and tell everybody about me.
I think he'll be the right man for the job.
Oh, he'll do a good job.
Okay, so
how do they prepare for Joey? Like,
you don't.
These professional eaters, what are you doing? You like don't. Different now. Okay, Joey's back in the game. Are these guys like practicing eating in their living rooms or in their kitchens?
No, you don't.
Is this man in his garage, like with a whole setup and a whole bunch of hot dogs?
Yeah. The training for this, I would imagine, is pretty
Lucius.
Is there a training facility you have to go to? No, I gotta go.
There's like a
the vomitorium.
There's like a Duke Mannyweather of hot dog eating.
Yeah. Lucius, you remember Michael Carter? The shot putter from Thomas Jefferson High School. It's track and field. He was an Olympic gold medalist. But he's from my era of, like, when I was at W.T. White, like, Michael Carter would show up at these track events, and it was like we'd all see him come rolling in there. And we were all like, it's like, no, we're all playing for second, third. You know, we don't have a chance here. When Joey shows up, the competitive eater people have to just go, we got to hope for like him to the hot dog bun not to go down the right way.
Yeah.
There is
some of that, but you'd also think these people are competitors as well. They want to beat the best.
Yeah,
they
but go he's, eating, with he's the, eating 64 hot dogs and you're doing 53.
It's not even like it's neck and neck.
No.
Yeah, he's.
They don't remember who
levels above.
They don't remember who's second and third in this thing. You get the Joey Chestnut speech from the hype man, and everybody else is, and let's welcome from let's welcome from Chicago, Illinois, Ben Simmons.
No one really
cares. Bob Harris. Yay.
And Chestnut's amazing because a couple of years ago they had the protester, like the PETA protester, that like jumped up in the middle of the competition.
And he, like, formed
he's
off,
he's
right?
sucking down dogs and he's got them by around the neck with one arm. He's still eating.
Yeah.
It was pretty impressive. Yeah. They do the ladies' side as well. There's an Asian lady, Miki or something like that. Yeah, and she's
is she pregnant right now?
Is she?
I think I seen one that was pregnant and she couldn't eat. Oh. Maybe that was last year she was pregnant at that time.
Yeah.
But I was like, maybe that's cheating.
Yeah, that's tough.
But there's a lady that is, she's into that 52, 53 range.
She gets after it. She's a heavy favorite for the ladies as well.
Did they drug test?
I don't.
Drugs? I mean, like, think about it, bro. A gummy, maybe like an hour and a half before you do the competition?
Yeah.
That's an edge.
PED situation.
Yeah, that's
for
an
sure.
edge. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like the gummy, like.
You get the munchies, bro.
I was thinking to maybe clean you out.
Yeah. No. No. That's for the after.
Yeah.
The after.
So the gummy is the munchies.
Yeah, get you real hungry.
You go walking up there and you're like my man from Oklahoma City that was doing the speed and he couldn't. Let's focus in now.
Oh, yeah, you're Chet Holmgren.
Chet Holmgren. Let's focus in.
Let me lock in.
Let me lock in.
Okay, so here are the records for Joey Chestnut. Apple pie. He ate like over 12 pounds worth of apple pies in 8 minutes.
Yeah,
he did, and this is what I love about him. Is
I wonder if these are like individual pies.
He's famous. They were 3 pound pies,
okay.
And he ate like almost 4.5 of them in 8 minutes. But he runs the gambit. Like whatever it is that can be eaten, he is willing to get in the mix here. He's known for the dogs, but he'll eat anything. Asparagus, 12 pounds.
God, imagine that piecemeal.
12 pounds and change in 10 minutes. Bologna slices, almost 16 pounds
That's
in
disgusting.
8 minutes.
That's disgusting.
Boysenberry pie. I don't even know what that is, but
I thought that was made up, real talk.
Yeah, that doesn't even sound real to me.
Like Dr. Seuss pie.
But he ate that 14 and a half pounds in 8 minutes. Brain tacos, 54 of them in 8 minutes. Mm. Burritos, long form, 14 and a half pounds in 10 minutes. Canteen sandwiches, 28 and a half
I'll
in 10
him
minutes.
To a crawfish boil.
Carnitas tacos, 82. And 82 2-ounce tacos in 8 minutes. Cheesesteak egg rolls, which are amazing.
They
he ate 46 of those in 8 minutes. Cherry pie, 17 and a half pounds in 8 minutes.
Is 8 minutes, I guess, I assume is kind of the professional eater's time limit?
You see a lot of 8 minutes, 10 minutes, and then some, like the chicken wings, he ate 182 in 30 minutes.
What's the deal with the what's the deal with the hot dogs? How many?
10 minutes.
It's 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so he's punishing. Yeah. Like I mean, he's done like 70 before. Like his line 71 and a half or whatever. He's broken.
When they dip them in the water, that's when they lose me.
That is just objectively disgusting.
Yeah.
corned beef sandwiches, 20 of them, 28 ounce
I feel like
sandwiches.
I could eat four of those. In I love 10 corned minutes. Beef. I love corned beef sandwiches.
Croquetas, 185 in 8 minutes.
Is that like salmon croquettes?
Salmon croquettes are good. They are really good.
Eggs, 141 hard boiled eggs in 8 minutes, bro.
It's Cool Hand Luke.
36 ounce fish tacos in 5 minutes. Funnel cake, 6 pounds of funnel cake in 10 minutes. Grilled cheese sandwiches, he had 47 of them in 10 minutes.
I hope this guy donates his body to science when it's all said and done.
Yeah.
I want to see how he did it. Well, I won't probably be around when it
happens. His record for dogs is 76 in 10 minutes.
Just straight dogs, right?
Hot dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ice cream sandwiches, that'd be fun.
I could do that. I love ice cream sandwiches. As a matter of fact, is there a Klondike bar still?
Yeah, we still got them in there.
Yeah.
25 and a half of the ice cream sandwiches in 6 minutes.
Brain freeze.
How about this one, bro? Jalapeno poppers, 118 of them in 10 minutes. And this is just scratching the surface. Like, I'm telling you, we could do an entire hour just going down the list of things he's done. Waffles, cheeseburgers, Twinkies, turkey, tamales, tacos, shrimp wontons, salt potatoes. Yeah, ramen noodles, poutine. Pulled pork, pork ribs, pizza. Like, just, it's endless what he's done. And he's got the record in all of them. He really is the most dominant eater in world history. And no one's coming close to him. Tomorrow's his big day.
He's going to win for the what? Like, how many? Well, he didn't win last year. So, but he, what's it? How many times has he won in a row?
I think it's 16 or something.
He's got the belt, right? 16 times a row.
Yeah, he gets the mustard belt every year. They need to rename it the Joey Jaws mustard belt.
Because he was out last year, so he broke his streak, right?
Yes. Yeah, but he'll get back on the saddle tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it on ESPN.
You're
going to
watch it, aren't you?
At 11 o'clock our time.
You just catch the highlights.
No, I'm going to watch that for sure. It's only 10 minutes of dedication. And the intro, like, I'm here for the intro, so it's probably about 15
hype man,
minutes.
Hype man is
hype man's the real deal.
Yeah.
All right, let's get you the C-note coming up.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Next, Rich Hand, former Ranger. Armand Gilliam.
Armin, I like that. Armin.
That's strong. How about this one? 469. Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
Texas on fire today. We appreciate you here in the G-Bag Nation. It's time for the C-Note. We got a lot of good Cowboys for you here. Krusty's Corner coming up here in a few minutes. That'll have some Cowboys. Calvin Watkins, top of the hour, Dallas Morning News, talking more boys. So it's a Cowboys Power Hour here in the G-Bag Nation. We appreciate you rocking with us here on a July 3rd Thursday. Feels like a Friday. That is for sure. Segment of the Nation brought to you by the Frankels. If you have been hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the Frankels 214-333-3333. Brought us, what do you think about Rich Hand? Did Rich Hand work
Rich Hand
for you?
Rich Hand was a pitcher back in the day, yeah.
I knew that was going to get you excited.
I think Rich Hand pitched for the Texas Rangers, believe it or not.
100% he did.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so we're keeping it with our local squads here. We're honoring Phil Handy, who might be on the Maverick staff. And honestly, we're honoring Joey Chestnut as well. Athletes or people in sports throughout time whose names are also a body part. So Rich Hand absolutely qualifies.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. Krusty's Corner here.
Lonzo Ball.
Few minutes. Oh, the entire Ball family, really.
Hey. Yeah.
All the Balls. All right, so we got a couple of Cowboys things here. Love of the Star that we did the other day brought us. We got some great mailbag questions, and I might ask you a couple of them here. But we also had the fan survey from John Machota in The Athletic. And we hit a couple of these yesterday with Dawson, but there were a couple more that I wanted to address with you. Now, let's see here. We've got, how do you feel about how the Cowboys have handled their major contracts? Prescott, Lamb, Parsons.
Yeah, I think that to me there's...
Among the league's best in the middle or league's worst?
What did people say on that? They probably said the worst.
Well, this is... We'll get the results, I would imagine, next week. Oh, so he just pumped it out for people to answer. And then next week we'll actually get the results for it. But
yeah, I'm probably saying that people feel like that this has probably not been done in the most timely fashion.
No, definitely...
And the league's worse. And they're probably looking at too what's being done like in Philadelphia. I think the worst thing in the world that happened to the Cowboys was that the last 2 years, Philadelphia's gotten to be a better football team when it comes to managing their cap, player acquisition, their willingness to go for it. You know, I think that Cowboy fans, and maybe I'm speaking out of turn here incorrectly, but I think Cowboy fans are really, really pissed off by the situation. And a lot of it, I think, has to do with the fact that they really never had to deal with Philadelphia fans like they've had to deal with them now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that to me is like, you know, there was a time where, you know, Philadelphia, you know, Philadelphia was looking up to Dallas. And the Dallas fan was, you know, was kind of like, you know, taking advantage of that. Now you get the Philadelphia fan that's completely like, yeah, your team hadn't done this and your team hadn't done that and your owner does this and your owner does that and our owner spends money and your guy doesn't, you know. And I think this is what's driven a lot of Cowboy fans to the levels of disdain that they have for the Jones family and for the team. I think they like the team. I think they like the players, but I just don't think they like that they feel like that they're getting just, why can Philadelphia our nemesis, you know, that we used to be able to control for so many years, how could they figure it out and we can't figure it out? I think that's making a lot of Cowboy fans feel really more irritated than, you know, they were probably some fans are like, yeah, you know, 12 win seasons, 3 years in a row, boy, that's, you know, that's pretty solid football right there.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get Philly winning 2 championships in the last, what, 3 years, something like that, or being in it the last 2 of the last 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, now you're in a situation where that fan base is all over you about that. And that's the one thing that Cowboy fans cannot handle is when they're getting bullied. And I mean bullied in a way of like Eagle fans reminding them how bad their football team is.
Yeah, you know? that's the worst.
I don't know if it's I think there's people that are mad at Jerry and Steven and the way that things are done that way. But I think they're more pissed off because of the Eagles and what they've been able to do, you know, and that's made.
That exacerbates things because now there's no more ambiguity about how you should team build. It's right there in front of you. It's in your division and it's loud and it is, it's really for the last decade or so that the Eagles have been outclassing you from this standpoint. Okay, what grade would you give the Cowboys front office for how they've handled the offseason? So coaching hires, trades, free agency, and draft.
Yeah,
would you go A, B, C, D?
Yeah, see, this is you know, it's funny you say this because like at 3:40 I was going to play a game with you called like Firecracker or
Dud.
And one of the questions led to this was, how do you feel about the Cowboys off season this year?
Okay, cool. Well, then let's marinate on that and we'll come back to it.
Yeah, no, I was just, it was one of my questions for you. Did this match say suspended? What does it say?
Yeah, play suspended.
Okay. It's because of darkness, I assume, then, huh?
Maybe it's,
This is Wimbledon.
Precipitation.
It looks like to me that there was a chance that our U.S. guy could have advanced here, but no, it ain't happening. Oh, dark. Now it's dark.
I guess it is the darkness factor. The
darkness factor, yeah, absolutely. Sorry about that.
No, you're good. Okay, which of these new assistant coaches will make the biggest positive impact this season? Eberflus, Clayton Adams, the offensive line coach Connor Riley, running back coach Derek Foster, D-line coach Aaron Whitecotton, secondary coach David Overstreet. I mean,
it's got to be, you would think that it would maybe be Clayton Adams, but man, you throw Whitecotton in there.
On the D-line?
On the D-line.
You got a lot of respect for him, huh?
I do.
He came from the Jets.
I do.
And he's made a lot of guys have some of their best seasons with him as their coach. Solomon Thomas is a part of that. Now he's here as well. So that's nice. You have that connection. I am excited about him. They've had him mic'd up, and there's been some clips of him at practice, and you can definitely appreciate the way he goes about his business there on the D-line.
I'm going to go with Whitecotton there.
Are you? Okay.
Well, because I say that with the thought of maybe that, man, this offensive line needs their guy to step up. The last 2 years, I don't think they've gotten the absolute best coaching they could out of that group.
Yeah, Connor Riley, I mean, that is one of the most important coaches you can have on your staff, your offensive line coach.
Oh, Todd Arch and I have this discussion all the time about, he says offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, and then he goes offensive line coach.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Yeah, because that...
And I don't think he's wrong.
No.
I don't think he's wrong about that.
No, he's not.
But if you ask for this team who could have the impact, Whitecotton has shown that he's been with... Well, so is these offensive line coaches, you know, that they have currently have.
Yeah, I mean, I do love the two-headed monster of Clayton Adams as the OC, who's got a bunch of offensive line background in his coaching resume, and then, of course, Connor Riley, who is the official O-line coach, both those guys together. I'll just go Clayton Adams because he's got the offensive line stuff that I think he will be having a heavy hand in, but then also he is going to be your main play designer, I would think.
Yeah.
And coming from Arizona, that Drew Petzing offense that has been really impressive over the last few years, especially when you look at the way they've attacked things in the run game. James Conner, being a guy who's benefited a lot, fantasy owners know him pretty well. Heck, Cowboys fans know because James Conner had his way with you, what was it, now two seasons ago.
Two seasons ago, yeah.
And you have the Cardinals on the schedule again this year, but Clayton Adams is, I mean, that's the hire that I'm most excited about, but you could couple him with Connor Riley. That would be my vote. Hopefully this offense is going to look quite a bit different and more forward-thinking, much more impressive than a McCarthy or a Kellen Moore, Jason Garrett offense for sure. That's definitely where my optimism right now is. Which rookie will have the biggest impact? Should be a no-brainer with Tyler Booker, right? He's plug and play. He's starting.
It should be. Maybe Donovan Ezeraku.
Second-round pick, edge rusher for sure. He'll make an impact.
Yeah.
And then the wild card here is Jaden Blue.
Yeah, we really don't know what the scheme is going to entail. I've said this a bunch on various platforms, said it on our station here. I don't know. This first time in a long time, I don't know. I don't have a feel for how they're going to attack people. You know, we've talked about with the different coordinators, the college influences. You know, I don't think I really saw, you know, the one practice I watched during the mini camp was not enough for me to get a real, real feel. I did see, you know, Lamb and Turpin lining up in the backfield and taking handoffs. I don't know if that particularly was something I was, I mean, yeah, it's exciting, but I don't know if I want to see it all the time. But I think I'm going to have a better understanding of when we get to training camp and then also what we see in some of these preseason games as well. I think a lot of teams are going into this, opponents with the Cowboys, say the first 3-4 weeks of the season, and really not having a feel for what they're going to do. You know, I think opponents are trying to they're trying to prep this thing in a way that like they're really not sure. They're trying to put together, okay, well, this is what we got from Arizona. Well, oh wait, we got this from Oregon. Oh wait a minute, we got some of the stuff from, you know, from
K-State.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
it will be tough to prepare for the Cowboys offense early on.
The first 4 weeks of the season, it will be very difficult. Yeah, especially when if you don't have an understanding of what they're really, really trying to do. They'll tell you that, you know, they're committed to trying to run the football, but how committed are they? Everybody talks about running the football until it comes time to running the football, and then they abandon that thought very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see here. Shin-Soo Chu. Yeah.
Okay.
The Shin there is going to get the job done.
Shin's going to get the job done.
Hunter Lipke.
All right.
A lip is a body part, Broadus. You know that better than anyone.
I know that.
Really appreciate just how seriously the Tolos have taken this particular game. And I do think this will be one of the few games that we can actually stretch into the 6 o'clock hour.
I don't know about that.
The amount of names that we haven't addressed yet.
Okay, give me some names. Give me some more names then.
Larry Foote,
yes.
Luther Head. Lucky Whitehead,
there you go.
I mean, we're just scratching the surface.
All right.
Coming up next here, we have Krusty's Corner. Where are you taking us?
Yeah, I do. I've got a game called Firework or Dud, and it pertains to your Dallas Cowboys.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Cowboys. We'll do that next.
Christian McCaffrey.
I see that.
Booby Miles. Texas on fire. We have Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News, coming up here in about 15 minutes. But right now it's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Gimmick-free AC repair and replacement.
Thank you, Chief. Appreciate that. And thank you very much to Reliant for being
here. How about Willie Mays?
Okay.
Yeah, think about it for a second, Doug.
That's strong.
Yeah.
Just the old pregnant pause.
Yeah. I was thinking about Willie McGahee, but I was like, oh, that's Willis McGahee.
Willis.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, when you do watch the Ryan Clark hard-hitting highlights, you will see him, you would think he killed Willis McGahee in a Ravens game. I'm not joking.
I can't believe Ryan Clark being a hitter like that. I never would have guessed that either.
I'm serious about that. He was
my LSU guy. I mean, I'm trying to remember. He was a damn good player, but I don't remember
him at LSU at all. No. But in the NFL, he was definitely.
Oh, no.
And maybe something just happened when he got to Pittsburgh, and it was just the environment.
It's the environment of
just
that whole
skull
thing.
Crushers. Yeah. And so he was like, okay, I'll go ahead and play my part.
Yep, that's good. All right, I told you I had a game for you today, and it's a game. I guess it's a game, but it's in honor of like the 4th of July. It's called Firework or Dud.
Man, those walks that you take really get you creative.
They get me very creative here. But fireworks or dud, I'm gonna give you something, and you're gonna tell me it's a firework or it's a dud, and you're gonna tell me why it's a firework.
Oh right? Boy,
no. It's a serious game. It's not like a joke. Like guess the thing. It's like cowboy. It's cowboy questions.
This feels very serious.
Serious because I'm gonna. But it's not a game.
You getting serious vibes in there, Lucius? This is serious.
No, it's not like our Friday where I make you guess names. Where you're like, oh damn, I don't know. I mean, I'm gonna tell you.
These
something.
Are hard hitting football.
Yeah,
questions.
Yeah, these are hard hitting football questions.
Roast potential cowboy questions.
Yeah, so like Eric, I'm gonna put Eric on the line here. This is some serious cowboy questions here. So here we go. You ready for this one, Eric?
I am. Tyler Hansbro.
That's a good one too. All right, firework or dud? Cowboys college coaches.
Okay, I like this. There's certainly dud potential here, but as I see it right now, this is fireworks for me. I think the entire coaching staff, potentially outside of, again, the Eberflus thing to me is just like, I get it. He's got skins on the wall. He's been a head coach before, so I understand it, but it doesn't like really bring a ton of excitement. But when it comes to these college coaches, in particular, Connor Riley on the offensive line, yes, this is, to me, outside-the-box thinking for Brian Schottenheimer, bringing in new ideas. College football's always sort of a half step ahead of the NFL when it comes to innovation, especially on offense.
Mm-hmm.
So when you bring in an offensive line coach like that and the wide receivers coach from Oregon, this is something here that this is bringing, to me, fireworks at the moment. And so I'm looking forward to it. I was worried. Part of the reason why I thought the Schottenheimer hire initially was like a dud is because I know what his offenses have been.
Sure.
And most coaches just sort of do what they do. But he's flipped that on its ear. His vision looks a lot like a guy who's trying to innovate and be more forward-thinking. And going into the college world, I think, is a nice step in the right direction.
I'm going to say this is a firework, too, because I like the fact that it is outside-the-box thinking. I do worry a little bit about maybe some game day inexperience there of maybe how things need to be navigated. But I think overall, give me different ideas. Give me ideas, again, from the college side of football, especially offensively, where it's been, we've seen teams move the ball with great success, whether it's running, throwing it, and those ideas are a little bit maybe different, or maybe they're a little bit more forward-thinking as opposed to what we've, you know, if he could have gone out and got a guy that got fired by the Buccaneers, and another guy got fired by the Bears, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, just the retread.
Retread, yeah. I'm just, give me, I'm saying fireworks on this one. Cowboys off season. Was it fireworks or was it
a dud? I'm going to say fireworks here. Now, these aren't like the big extravagant Kaboom Town type fireworks.
These are sparklers.
It may be a step up on sparklers, but somewhere between sparkler and Kaboom Town.
Black Cats kind of a thing.
yeah, which I have had one of those blow up between my thumb and my index finger, and you just feel like you got flashbanged in like Call of Duty. Your ears are ringing, and just everything's disorienting for a moment.
And you're looking down to see if you still got all the fingers.
It's like, did I get JPP'd on this one?
Yeah.
Fortunately, I didn't. That's the last time I lit a Black Cat. I'm gonna lean more fireworks here, and a lot of it does start with the coaching staff for all the reasons we just mentioned. I'm looking forward to what this offense is going to be. Certainly going to be different from what we've become accustomed to for literally like 15 years here, offensively. So I'm excited about that, and of course the Pickens the Pickens move is going to bring some serious excitement. The Tyler Booker stuff, like solidifying the offensive line, to me was big. A couple of the, not every move they made was huge, but they just made more moves than what we're used to. I didn't love every single one of them, like Kenneth Murray, for instance, but by and large, they were a little bit more aggressive than they usually are when it comes to the player acquisition, doing some trading and stuff like that. And again, the coaching staff has me excited, especially offensively. So that's a firework for me.
I think 2 years ago, it was a big dud.
Huge dud.
I think there's some reason to think there's some fireworks to this thing. And I think that you're absolutely right. The coaching staff, the new head coach, the Pickens thing. Now, if, without the Pickens, is there a chance to be a dud?
It would. The coaching staff, for me, would be doing a lot of heavy lifting here with this being a firework if there wasn't the George Pickens thing. The George Pickens thing really cements it as more firework than dud.
Okay. In the game now, fireworks or dud? Dak coming off injury. Fireworks or dud?
I mean, that just in a nutshell has to be a dud. Now, when you factor in all the, if it was still just running it back, McCarthy, same old,
mm-hmm.
then it would be a super dud. With the new plan offensively and the George Pickens acquisition, now you've got some things to help Dak in a way that they really haven't in a long time. But it's hard to say anything other than dud when you consider the way he played before the injury in the first 7 games, and then it's another pretty catastrophic lower extremity injury. So certainly has firework potential, but at the moment, I think I have to go dud.
Yeah, the thing about it, I think there's the possibility. From what I've been told, and what I've seen occasionally to be able to kind of walk by and watch him work, it's got a lot of firework vibe to it.
It's passing the eye test. I mean, it looks like a lean, mean machine. Every picture, he's sure. shirtless throwing to guys. It's like he's looking the part for sure. And the offensive line bolstered. I mean, definitely got firework potential.
Yeah, I would say I was told, and you're right about the pictures and things like that. I just was told, I'm like, listen, expect the absolute best from this guy. Expect, because the way that he is.
The way he attacks
the
it.
The way he attacks everything is top shelf.
Chip on the shoulder, something to prove, redemption. Yeah. I mean, I definitely like all those things, especially when it comes to Dak and the type of dude that he is.
Sure.
So let's go. He's going to go and prove me wrong, but right now I'm going to go dud.
You're going to go dud. Okay. You mentioned this one earlier. Matt Eberflus.
Yeah, that to me is a little bit more of a dud. Just based on the way that maybe he's got a little Dan Quinn in him where he's like, hey, I've done one thing for a long time in the league, but now I'm going to maybe reinvent myself a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But traditionally, he's kind of just let the guys go play and I'm not really doing anything super exotic to assist in my guys making plays. If he's got really good players, the really good players will make plays. But I don't see him doing a ton on the back end that's confusing quarterbacks, and he's not doing a ton when it comes to manufacturing pressure with blitzes and that sort of thing, keeping quarterbacks off balance. The run defense has been a question mark at times in his past, and we know that's a huge, probably the biggest question about the Cowboys right now. Can they stop the run at all? So I go dud on that.
What if Mike Zimmer would have returned?
I would have preferred that. I would have preferred that.
Would that have been a firework for you?
That would have leaned much more firework than dud. That would have been maybe a bit of a sparkler because they had a lot of issues last year, but they started to get things together. Sure. And especially when you see the way they played Jaden Daniels, when no defense could really figure him out at all.
Figured him out at all.
Zimmer was able to do that. And he's a guy that he created the most unblocked pressures for Micah Parsons in his entire career.
Yeah, sure did.
In a sport where everyone's trying to, hey, where's Micah? Identify where he's at. Don't let him ruin this game. You had Mike Zimmer finding ways to free him up and go unblocked. And that's a unique skill that I don't know that Eberflus possesses.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. So let's recap. You had two duds. That'd be injury Dak coming off injury. Matt Eberflus was a dud.
Mm-hmm.
College coaches was a firework. And Cowboys offseason was a firework. So you had two duds, two fireworks out of the four questions.
We say fair on that?
Fair on that.
I love it. How about this? Tua Tagovailoa.
Is it Tagovailoa?
It is. That's how you pronounce it. Yes. 856.
Tagovailoa.
856 and knows ball. That's fantastic. Madison Bumgardner.
I'm kind of thinking this thing is going to end here in an hour.
Sidney Crosby.
Wait, okay, what?
Whoa.
Sidney. Sidney
Crosby.
It takes a second for some of these.
Okay.
And we haven't even gotten to the dicks yet. So, I mean, that'll take us into the 6 o'clock hour, no problem. Calvin Watkins talking Cowboys, Dallas Morning News. Maybe we play a little Fireworker Dud. Let's do a little Fireworker Dud with Calvin.
There you go.
Next in the nation.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.